At the very young age of 24, Shanna Larson lost her life to breast cancer.
She was just graduating from university and heading off to Teachers College, and her symptoms were misdiagnosed by the healthcare providers, and it went on for months, and unfortunately, by the time Shanna was diagnosed, she was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, so the cancer had time to spread. Despite getting on to some effective treatment, Shanna passed away 4 months later. So Team Shanna is named in Shanna's memory.
Lorna Larson, Shan's mother and Team Shan president, created the organization to educate the public, healthcare providers, and especially young women that breast cancer is not just a disease of older women, highlighting early detection, risk reduction, and prevention. Lorna travels all over Canada, visiting high schools, colleges, and universities, spreading the word of Team Shan.
Well, I think Shanna does that for me. It's her face and it's her story that really resonates with the young women. They think, oh, my goodness, you know, that could be me. That could be my best friend. I need to know more. And then they're thanking us when we're on college and university campuses or in high schools for not forgetting them, for informing them about the facts and risk factors and symptoms of breast cancer and what they need to know. And again, to check.
Team Shan relies on grants, donations, and fundraising to carry out their work. This month, they have two local fundraisers in Woodstock. The first is a bottle drive at the Wine Rack in Foodland this Saturday, followed by Team Shan Night at Montana's on October 29th. Details for both events are on their website, teamshan.ca. With the Heart FM Health Beat, I'm Liz Wismer.